The fairness fight over measures in the federal budget stepped up a notch today as parliamentarians returned to Canberra. The government is accusing the federal opposition leader, Bill Shorten, of putting his pursuit of the prime ministership above the lives of disabled Australians. Not surprisingly, Mr. Shorten disputes that. Labor used the first question time of the week to query if the government's bank tax will raise as much revenue as forecast in the budget. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
After a week away from Canberra, politicians were back in question time and focused squarely on the budget. Labor says it won't stand in the way of the 6 basis point levy on Australia's 5 biggest banks, but it's still raising questions about it.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. My question's to the Prime Minister. Is the bank tax, which the government announced in its budget, tax deductible for the big banks?
Mr. Speaker, I'm advised that it will be. Will be a deduction for the banks as an expense that they have.
The opposition leader Bill Shorten and his shadow treasurer Chris Bowen were trying to raise doubts over the forecast $6.2 billion in revenue to be collected by the tax over 4 years.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. My question is to the Prime Minister. In the budget, what is the dollar value of the tax deductions forecast to be claimed by the banks in connection with the bank tax?
Mr. Speaker, the figures the honourable member raised a moment ago for the fiscal balance impact of the major bank levy, totalling $6.2 billion over the forward estimates. These figures are calculated net of interactions with other taxes, principally corporate tax.
My question is to the Prime Minister. Today, both the Prime Minister and the Treasurer have refused to say the dollar value of tax deductions forecast to be claimed by the banks in connection with the bank tax. So, Prime Minister, for the third time today, what is the dollar value of tax deductions forecast to be claimed by the banks in connection with the bank tax?
The answer to that question is clearly set out in budget paper number 2, plainly set out there, and the consequences, the net consequences, are also set out in budget paper number 2, as I described. But this is just more obfuscation from the shape-shifting hypocrisy we've come to get used to from the Leader of the Opposition. Only a little while ago, he was accusing the government of running a protection racket for the banks. Well, who's doing that now? But, of course, the Leader of the Opposition is now trying to crab-walk away from the bank levy.
For its part, the government preferred to focus on the National Disability Insurance Scheme and the budget plan to add an extra 0.5% to the Medicare levy to secure its funding into the future.
Now, when we embark on a National Disability Insurance Scheme, Mr. Speaker, the test is, have you paid for it? Or are you just filled up with all the rhetoric of the moment, but you're not prepared to pay the price?
Labor doesn't support the budget measure in its entirety. It wants people earning $87,000 to pay the extra Medicare levy, and it would reimpose a 2% levy on those in the top income tax bracket. The government has seized on a report in Fairfax which suggests the majority of shadow cabinet members thought Labor should support the government's plan. And in a sign that the debate is becoming increasingly personal, the Social Services Minister Christian Porter reminded Bill Shorten of something he said in 2013 when Labor first increased the Medicare levy to fund the NDIS.
If he, the then Leader of the Opposition, doesn't agree, he needs to look in the face of people whose lives are second class and say, I regard me getting into power is more important than your life. So we now say to you, Leader of the Opposition, all of us say to you, if you do not support this 0.5% increase, you need to look into the face of people whose lives are second class, and you need to say, I regard me as getting into power as more important than your life.
As the opposition has argued before, Bill Shorten disputes that Labor left the NDIS without an adequate funding plan.
During question time, the Prime Minister asserted that I've not provided funding for the NDIS. This is untrue. I and Labor helped build the NDIS. I and Labor will always protect the NDIS. Yeah. Labor will always ensure that it's properly funded. Our plan is just fairer and better. because we don't want 10 million working Australians to pay more and millionaires to pay less. That's why we've got the best plan for NDIS and Australia.
The Leader of the House.
But the government can point to repeated endorsements by disability advocates who've welcomed the budget plan, and it is looking to maximise every hint of discomfort on the opposition benches.
Naomi Woodley reporting.